From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, we will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listeners, we begin with news. And stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news. This is Ania Sana with the news first, the headlines. Time to shift capital city to Kalimantan, President Joko Widodo says. Deputy Speaker of the Indonesian House leads Indonesian delegation to the ASEAN parliamentary session. And other news in detail. To reduce the burden of Java Island, the government of Joko Widodo will construct a new capital in an area partly located in North Penajam Pasir and Kutai Kartanegara districts in East Kalimantan province. The decision was based on a three-year study conducted by the government. As quoted by Antara News Agency, President Joko Widodo to the media during a press conference held at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday said that the results of the studies have concluded that the ideal location for a new capital city would be part of North Penajam Pasir District and part of Kutai Kartanegara District in East Kalimantan. The government owns a plot of land measuring 180,000 hectares in East Kalimantan. The burden of Java Island is getting heavier, with the population reaching 150 million or 54% of Indonesia's total population, with 58% of Indonesia's economic GDP on Java Island. Jakarta, as an administration and business center, is also overburdened. The central government studied several locations in Jakarta and concluded that the burden of Java would only increase if the new capital was located on the island. The process to move Indonesia's capital city from Jakarta to Kutai Kartanegara District and Penajam Pasir Utara District is targeted for completion by 2024. As quoted by Antara News Agency, National Development Planning Minister Bambang Brojonegoro at a press conference at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday said that the government will be preparing the land and infrastructure, starting the construction process at the end of 2020. Penajam Pasir Utara and Kutai Kartanegara in East Kalimantan province will be the sites for the new capital city. President Joko Widodo elaborated that East Kalimantan had met the requirements to be the new capital city that entailed the minimum risk of natural disaster and its location at the heart of Indonesia. According to the National Development Planning Board, Bappenas, the construction of the government buildings is targeted for completion in 2024. The Indonesian Parliament delegations, led by the Deputy Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Fadli Zon, attended the 40th General Session of the ASEAN Interparliamentary Assembly, AIPA, in Bangkok on August 25 to 30, 2019. Besides AIPA delegations from 10 ASEAN member countries, the meeting was also attended by observers from Australia, Canada, Belarus, China, Japan, India, South Korea, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, Russia, Timor-Leste, and the European Parliament. Radio Republik Indonesia on Monday reported that the 40th AIPA General Session discussing and ratifying various draft resolutions in the political, economic, and social fields in the region, as well as discussing organizational issues in IAPA. AIPA session series also discusses the issue of gender equality and women's empowerment in the ASEAN region, specifically of the women parliamentarian of WAIPA session. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Industry Ministry has highlighted the importance of technology application for small and medium-scale enterprises to boost productivity and quality while increasing access to the global market. As quoted by Antara News Agency, the Ministry's Director General of Small, Medium and Various Industries, Gati Wibawaningsi, on Monday said that the small and medium enterprises have played a pivotal role as a backbone for the national economy. Wibawaningsi explained that the Ministry had recorded over 4.4 million small and medium enterprises, or some 99% of the total business units in Indonesia. Small and medium-scale enterprises have absorbed up to 10.5 million workers, or some 65% of the total workers in the industry sector. The Ministry has applied several policies and events to boost the potential of small and medium enterprises in the era of digital economy, including the event of eSmart SME 2019 in some regions. The Indonesian government is making constant efforts to implement effectively the Global Compact for safe, orderly, and regular migration at the national level. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Director of Sociocultural Affairs and International Organization of Developing Countries at the Foreign Ministry, Kama Pradipto Isnomo, on Monday explained that by paying attention to the Indonesian commitment in the GCM, the ministry needs to adopt measurable steps to implement it properly. He made these remarks during a workshop and socialization of Global Compact for Safe, Orderly and Regular Migration, GCM, organized by the ministry in the West Nusa Tenggara provincial capital of Mataram on August 26 to 27. A wide range of issues will be discussed at the immigration issues, protecting Indonesian migrant workers abroad and identifying the government's policies which are relevant to and support the goals of the GCM. The Directorate General of Conservation of Natural Resources and Ecosystems of the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, through the Natural Resources Conservation Center Jakarta, carried out the translocation of 60 wild animals from the Tegal Alur Wildlife Rescue Center to several conservation areas and rehabilitation centers to be released into their habitat. In a press conference at Tegal Alur on Monday, the Conservation Center Jakarta head Ahmad Munawir stated that the translocation of animals into natural habitats and rehabilitation centers was in the context of efforts to conserve the species of animals.
Kembali Balai KSDA Jakarta, Kementerian Lingkungan Hidup dan Kehutanan.
The Natural Resources Conservation Center, BKSDA Jakarta, of the Ministry of Environment and Forestry will hold translocation of animals into their natural habitat. This activity is in the context of joint efforts to preserve the animals. This time we will release and maintain care the animals in the rehabilitation centers. Ahmad Munawir moreover added the wildlife will be translocated to the Mount Halimun Salak National Park Hall, Wai Kambas National Park, Angke Kapuk Natural Tourism Park, the International Animal Rescue Indonesia Foundation, the Espinal Foundation and the Jakarta Animal Aid Network. The wildlife that were translocated included several types of eagles, wildcats, weasels, several types of snakes, crocodiles, starlings, lizards, and several species of monkeys. And the last item, Indonesian Ambassador to Switzerland, Mulyaman D. Haddad, expressed his appreciation to all Indonesian athletes who have struggled to make Indonesia proud in the 2019 Badminton World Championship in Switzerland. Indonesia won one gold and one bronze in the men's doubles category and one bronze in the women's doubles category. A proud achievement was also gained by the Indonesian para badminton team at the 2019 Total Para Badminton World Championship, which collected 4 golds, 2 silvers, and 4 bronzes. The ambassador's appreciation was conveyed at a dinner at the Indonesian ambassador's guest house in Bern on Monday, which was held after the match was over, attended by a group of Indonesian badminton and para badminton athletes. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Time to shift capital city to Kalimantan, President Joko Widodo says. Deputy Speaker of the Indonesian House leads Indonesian delegations to the ASEAN parliamentary session. And listener, that's the news.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our good program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Implementation of Global Agreement for Indonesian Migrant Workers. On 26 and 27 August 2019, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Republic of Indonesia held a workshop and socialization of the Global Agreement for Global Combat for Safe, Orderly and Regular Migration in Mataran West, Nusa Tenggara, NTB. This activity was carried out to develop measurable steps to implement the Global Agreement on Migration. On the occasion, Director of Socioculture and International Organization of Developing Countries at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Kama Pradikta Isnomo, through Global Agreement on Migration, said that countries would have a comprehensive menu of choices to take policies in a bid to address migration issues. On the same occasion, head of the Ad Interim Mission of International Organization for Migration Indonesia, Dejant Misepski, said that the International Organization for Migration continues to support the Indonesian government in implementing the Global Agreement on Migration. The Global Agreement on Migration was adopted in Marrakech, Morocco in December 2018, and it contains 23 goals to better manage migration at the local, national, regional, and global levels. Protection of migrant rights is very important. At present, there are around 258 million migrants worldwide. As one of the member countries of the United Nations who leads the plenarization of ratification of the Global Agreement on Migration, Indonesia has prepared national laws and policies that are in line. Indonesia certainly focuses on implementing this Global Agreement on Migration, especially to protect the rights of migrants, especially Indonesian migrant workers. The Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia noted that in 2019, there were 4.3 million Indonesian migrant workers. Indonesian national policies in implementing the Global Agreement on Migration must be carried out by all relevant parties. They must carry out human resource development planning and preparation of the expertise of migrant workers in accordance with the needs in the overseas employment. Great attention and protection for Indonesian migrant workers must continue to be given. Throughout 2018, Bank Indonesia (BI) recorded the value of remittances or money transfer of Indonesian migrant workers to the country reached $8.8 billion. Indonesian national policies in implementing the Global Agreement for Migration will certainly reduce illegal migration. It is hoped that the policy will reduce the number of cases of violation of the rights of Indonesian migrant workers abroad, because they contribute significantly to the sustainable development, not only in their countries but also in the countries where they are employed. As the UN Secretary Antonio Guterres reminded, migrants make a large contribution to their host country and home country, as well as making a major contribution to the international development by sending remittances to their home countries. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in history, I'll begin with August 27, 1939. The first jet is flown. Heinkel HE-178 is the first aircraft in the world to fly with a turbojet engine. The flight was carried out by the German company Heinkel under the director Ernst Heinkel, who developed high-speed aviation technology. This aircraft first flew on August 27, 1939, piloted by Erich Warsitz. Previously, in 1936, a young engineer, Hans von Ohain, had obtained a patent for the use of a gas turbine as a jet propeller. I turn to August 27, 2008, the first time a black man becomes candidate for President of the United States. August 27, 2008, the Democratic Party chose Barack Obama to run as a presidential candidate. The designation caused a public uproar because Obama was the first black presidential candidate in the United States. Obama, who is of Kenyan descent, was accompanied by Vice Presidential candidate Joe Biden in Denver. Obama ran as a Democratic presidential candidate against Republican John McCain. He won by winning 52% of the votes from McCain, who got 45.7% of the votes. Barack Obama then became the first U.S. president of African descent. I'll end today in history with August 27, 1991, Moldova's Declaration of Independence. The Republic of Moldova is a country located between Romania and Ukraine in Eastern Europe. During the Russian Empire, this region was better known as Bessarabia. After the Russian Revolution of 1917, the Moldovan Democratic Republic was proclaimed. Furthermore, the Republic united with Greater Romania in 1918. During the Second World War, Romania was forced to surrender Bessarabia and North Bukovina to the Soviet Union to avoid war. By the Soviet Union, the territory was divided among the Soviet Socialist Republic. In 1991, the Soviet Union collapsed and Moldova declared its independence on August 27, 1991. Well, that was today in history over Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
kita saling menopang dan saling membantu. Mari kita bersatu.
That was the first song entitled Untuk Indonesia, sung by Ogan. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Today's edition, we will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our good program, My Indonesia. The title of My Indonesian today is Creative Talk Expected to Enhance Contacts Between Indonesian French Creative Industry Players. During the French President's visit to Indonesia in March 2017, a joint statement on the creative economy of Indonesia and France was launched. The agreement has laid the foundation of cooperation in the field of creative economy between the two countries, especially in the digital and film industries. To bring together Indonesian and French creative industry, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, along with the Indonesian Embassy in Paris, held a creative talk, learning from the Indonesian and French digital industry and cinematography at the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta. On 22nd of August, this event was supported by the Creative Economy Agency, the Indonesian Graphic Design Association, the Indonesian Film Agency, the French Embassy, the French Indonesian Institute, and the Stamford Protocol. As quoted on the website kemlu.go.id, the Fine Creative Talk also aims to exchange knowledge and experience, not only the existing cooperation between the two countries, but also new opportunities for the future cooperation. On the occasion, Ambassador of Republic of Indonesia to the French Republic, Armanata Christiawan Nasir, the Principal Counsel of the French Embassy, Harles Henry Brost, and Director of Interinstitutional Foreign Relations of Creative Economy Agency, Kartika Chandra, gave an overview of the creative economy cooperation between Indonesia and France, and the major role as a potential sector in increasing the national economic figures. It was agreed that creative economic cooperation will be one of the important highlights in the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations in 2020. The event, which was attended by 150 participants from millennials working in the creative economy sector, has discussed various possible forms of cooperation between the two countries. It also provides various inputs to formulate concrete programs to support the development of Indonesian creative economy sector. The Creative Talk event has encouraged efforts to increase contacts between the creative industry of the two countries in order to open up opportunities for wider cooperation. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia today. Thanks for listening.
Berta
That was the second song entitled Takkan Terganti, sung by Dia Mirella. You still tune the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voanews.id. Listeners, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce you to the Piwoja dance from Flores Island, East Nusa Tenggara. Manggarai is a tribal community who live in the western part of the island of Flores, East Nusa Tenggara province. The Manggarai tribe is spread in three districts, namely West Manggarai Regency, Manggarai Regency, and East Manggarai Regency. The majority of the community devotes their lives to farming in the fields. Therefore, it is not surprising that many traditions and cultures of the Manggarai people are related to the agricultural sector. One of them is the Tapi Wajah dance, which is still preserved by Manggarai people until nowadays. The word of Tepi Woja consists of the words Tepi means to separate and Woja means rise. So, Tepi Woja is the dance which separates and whole rice. The dance remembers ancestors of Manggarai people who used doku or nyiru to separate and whole rice. Now, doku or nyiru is no longer used since there are available modern equipments in agricultural field. Currently, the local people use grinding machine to separate and whole rice. Tepi Woja dance is usually danced by female dancers. When dancing, the dancers wear woven cloth of East Manggarai, a combination of songke woven cloth and kebaya. Songke is a typical cloth of East Manggarai. The dancers also wear scarves and also carry doku or a tray as the dance property. Tepi Woja dance is usually danced to enliven the anniversary of Republic of Indonesia and every cultural and also tourism events in Flores Island is Nusa Tenggara. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Kau curangi aku, katakan.
You have just listened to the third song entitled Asal Kau Bahagia, sung by Armada. For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia or Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and phrases and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Coaching Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is, kamu sedang membaca berita tentang apa? Or in English, what news are you reading about? Next, I will give an example of a conversation on kamu sedang membaca berita tentang apa? Or in English, what news are you reading about? Endah is reading a newspaper in the living room. Tony came and wanted to know the news Endang was reading.
Kamu sedang membaca berita tentang apa?
Tentang gempa dan tsunami.
Gempa dan tsunami? Ya ampun!
After listening to this conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, which is kamu sedang membaca berita tentang apa, which means what news are you reading about. I will say the words two times and you may repeat after me. Berita, berita, which means news. Membaca, membaca, to read. Menonton, menonton, to watch. Mendengarkan, mendengarkan, to listen. Tentang, tentang, about. Gempa dan tsunami, gempa dan tsunami. Earthquake and tsunami. Kamu sedang apa? Kamu sedang apa? What are you doing? Kamu sedang membaca apa? Kamu sedang membaca apa? What are you reading about? Tentang gempa dan tsunami, tentang gempa dan tsunami, about the earthquake and tsunami. Ya ampun, oh my God. When you want to know about an activity that someone is doing, you will ask, kamu sedang apa? kamu sedang apa, which means what are you doing. Kamu sedang membaca berita tentang apa, kamu sedang membaca berita tentang apa, which means what news are you reading about. Kamu sedang menonton berita tentang apa, kamu sedang menonton berita tentang apa, which means what news are you watching about. Saya sedang mendengarkan berita tentang tsunami. Saya sedang mendengarkan berita tentang tsunami, which means I'm listening the news about tsunami. To answer a question or tell the activities carried out, you can say, saya sedang membaca berita tentang tsunami. Saya sedang membaca berita tentang tsunami, which means I'm reading news about the tsunami. Saya sedang menonton berita tentang tsunami. Saya sedang menonton berita tentang tsunami, which means I'm watching news about the tsunami. Saya sedang mendengarkan berita tentang tsunami. Saya sedang mendengarkan berita tentang tsunami, which means I'm listening to news about the tsunami. Or usually in daily conversation, the phrase used is shorter. Example, kamu sedang membaca berita tentang apa? Kamu sedang membaca berita tentang apa? Which means what news are you reading about? Tentang gempa dan tsunami. Tentang gempa dan tsunami. Which means about the earthquake and tsunami. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia. For more details, let's listen to an example of the conversation once more.
Kamu sedang membaca berita tentang apa?
Tentang gempa dan tsunami.
Gempa dan tsunami? Ya ampun!
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to learn more about Indonesian. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
harus bahagia. Kamu-kamu harus bahagia. Kamu-kamu harus bahagia. Kamu-kamu harus bahagia. Kita harus bahagia.
That was Harus Bahagia sung by Yura Yunita. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 335 kHz and website www.voanews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a Malayan song to you entitled Jangan Dikenang. The song Jangan Dikenang, composed by Yan Junet, will be sung by Rosnida. The song consists of 5 rhymes. Each rhyme is sung repeatedly. The song tells about an advice to forget someone who has gone. Its music is quite mellow in accordance with the lyrics of the song. Rosnida is a singer from Minangkabau, West Sumatra. Besides singing Minang songs, Rosnida also popular in dedicating Malayan songs. Now let's listen to the song Jangan Dikenang, sung by Rosnida. Enjoy the song.
Thank you. jangan menangis, yang pergi takkan kembali. Gerimis, hujan gerimis, gerimis di tengah hari.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, thank you for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fanpage, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia, Twitter, @VOIIndonesia, and also send your email to VOI@voinews.id.